Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's podcast, we will discuss German life between 1924 and 1929, and consider whether or not it can be considered that the Weimar Republic had a genuine recovery, or instead simply the illusion of recovery. Many accounts of Weimar Germany between 1924 and 29 talk about a golden age being part of the story of the Roaring Twenties. Certainly, compared with the 1923 hyperinflation crisis, the Weimar economy improved, and given the extreme political violence which had taken place between 1919 and 1923, again politics would have seemed more stable. However, the extent to which this was a genuine recovery causes a great deal of historical debate. It's certainly true that there were major strengths in Weimar's economy between 1924 and 29. During this period, average wages consistently increased. This was both in actual terms, which is simply the amount people were earning, in real terms, which takes account of inflation, and also after tax. In addition, until 1928, the number of strike days also fell, which suggested improving worker satisfaction. Industrial production also increased substantially, with industry, coal and steel all seeing huge improvements, although they were still below 1913 levels. The Dawes Plan, which introduced a range of changes financially in Germany, also helped. Until 1927, reparation payments were lower than 1923 as a percentage of Germany's total income. However, there is also evidence that Weimar was in fact hugely struggling during this period, and it was simply being kept afloat by loans from America. Between 1924 and 1929, average unemployment increased, especially during the economic crisis of 1926. Germany's economic growth was also behind Britain, France, and the United States. And certain groups in Germany were facing particular problems. Farmers saw price falls from 1927. This not only cost them profits, but it also contributed to rising unemployment as they laid off workers. The cost of welfare benefits increased as well, and even higher taxes could not stop a growing budget deficit as the government was spending more money than it had. This led to many complaints from those who were paying taxes, especially the rich in Germany. The middle classes also had economic concerns. Not only did they dislike paying higher taxes at the same time as welfare benefits were increasing, but also the success of trade unions meant that some of them saw a reduction in the economic advantage that they had had over working class people, as the gap between rich and poor wages began to decrease. Many right-wingers blamed Weimar for the economic problems, and they linked this to the cost of paying the reparations which were part of the Versailles Treaty. But they also worried about the costs of a growing welfare state. However, left-wingers in turn blamed the elites for not investing more in their companies, and they also blamed the government for not using subsidies effectively to help the poorest in society.